Wagwan guys, welcome to yet another episode of Too Much Information Podcast, where we spill the beans but we do not spill too much. My name is Azad Ali, for those who don't know me. Very grateful to have you here. But first, before anything, I would love to apologize for not being able to upload an episode last week, because last week was mad crazy and so many things went down, and I was like, you know what, I'll just upload next week. I don't really want to get into specifics, because I'll deserve this episode just telling you guys a story. So I want to explain just a snippet of this episode before we start our conversation with the person who I'm hosting today. As you can see from the tagline below, does he really like you? What comes to your mind? Like, this episode is mainly directed to mummies. Like, I want mummies to know, like, does this nigga actually like you? Is he infatuated by you? Or does he love you? I want you guys to know, like, is this nigga here for the finesse, for the sex, for the entertainment, or just to waste your time? In advance, I'm sorry, my brothers, but I gotta lay it out there, because so many of my female friends normally ask me, like, when they're caught up in a crisis, they're like, yo, what do I do? This nigga texted me this nigga is snobbing me, like, what do you think? Is he here? Like, is he legit with me? And blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm like, you know what? Hey, because I know, like, I really know what's going on, but I never know how to, like, just say it up straight, so I just decided I'll do an episode and discuss, like, what we normally do for mummies we love and what we normally do for mummies we just want to, you know, finesse and to sahau your maneno, like a past tense, smash and dash, hit it and quit it, lubha then uba. Katumesonga na ida. I want you guys to know, like, the process it takes for a nigga who likes you to actually get you on the same level with him, so that you guys can actually fall in love, if that will happen. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce my guest today. This is actually my best friend, my closest friend, and I believe we'll cover this episode so well with him. So you can introduce yourself, my G.
What's up? It's Hamad. Okay, Hub.
AKA Nin. AKA Nin.
People don't call me Hub, but some people called Hub. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful to be here. So let's do this.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's do this, my G.
Let's do this.
So, bro, I want you to tell these guys, what do you normally do for a shorty you actually love? Like, during the talking stage, like, what did you normally used to do?
But you know, there's one thing you should understand.
Uh-huh.
Talking stages for people are different.
Mm-hmm.
You might take 2 months, some might take 5, you know, it just depends on the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I usually say, like, even to some of my female friends, like, if a guy wants you, the drive, you'll just feel the drive.
You feel the drive.
Atakufuata.
But you know, my bro, kuna watu wanaitongwa players.
Yeah,
players only. You can feel the drive, but jamatu wanataka kuteka.
Kuna wale.
Akutupe substitute.
Kuna wale,
hana story na.
They'll pretend to be, like, nice for a period of time.
Yeah.
Then the sasa kisha pata. Anaenda.
Yeah, that's why I want you to tell me, like, what are some of the things you normally used to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell me, you want this shorty, like, and you want her for the long run. Like, the things you normally used to do, like, the small things to show her, like, pure affection, like, you're really in for it.
Small things, like the really smallest you could do is, let's say she tells you, anapenda chocolate. Some specific chocolate.
Yeah.
Just get her chocolate randomly.
that thing
can make her.
Uh-huh.
It can make her so happy. At her own as a shtuka.
Uh-huh.
That your chocolate.
Because me, I feel like we normally we normally give everything. Siata everything. We are super keen on like the things they normally want, you know?
You have to.
Because kama unakatia dem, lazima ujue. She told me she loves this. I have to find a way to be able to get this and surprise her so that she can see, like, I actually pay attention to her when she's talking to me.
Yeah, you have to.
Lakini kama ni dem tu manze, tunataka, nataka tu kufinance. Hata uniambia unataka nini. Hata uniambia kama unataka nini.
Wacha.
Sasa unaniambia alifanya nini.
Wacha hiyo. Alafu. Sasa kuna unulia ndio.
Ndiyo nini. Hawa ni watu hata kama ni kusmash na mpindua, hata utaki kuangalia sura.
You can't invest your money on something you don't want. If it's business.
Yeah. Alafu, another thing I always say, niggas, when shorties normally tell me, hey, this nigga was complaining that he didn't have money to take me out, he didn't have money. Bro, let me ask you straight up. If you like a shorty or you love a shorty, untaka kuniambia huwezi pata do ya ku actually mpeleka tu out, like, you know,
you utapata,
just to take her out on a date.
Let me tell you that. You'll find.
Yeah, you'll find. Because this shorty actually matters to you. So you feel like it's really important for you to show her, like, hey, I want you to see, like, I'm doing the most. Like, it might not be, I wouldn't take you to, like, a bougie restaurant at first, like, hey, because I'm not that type of a person. But I'll just take you somewhere super cute. Dem tu aone nyewe. Wow. Okay. Wow. You just say wow. You dig?
Yeah, I do. But you see, another thing is, us nigga, usually, like, we usually do, like, a lot on the nini when you're trying to get her. And, you know, ukikuja na aggressive sana, ato the girl might be, this nigga is too much. Like, you're supposed to slow down.
It's too aggressive.
You're supposed to beleke pole pole.
Calm your titties, my G.
Mnenda wapi? Maraka.
Hey, Buddha. Tuliza. Kunanga pressure
ni hivi tu. Pole pole tu. This girl will be like, ay, kwani this person doesn't have a life. He's so focused on me. Ana maisha yake. You get?
Yeah. Alafu, like, so, like, what are the things you normally used to do, like, for mummies? Ulikuwa tu unataka tu kusmash. Hata utaki story na ni ile tu design unajua. Eh, lazima umchoche tu one or two things so that you can be able to finesse. After that finesse, oh, meenda. What are the things, like, you normally used to say?
Okay, I'm not proud of this, but sometimes we used to say,
No, this is just an open space. Yeah, I just want, you know, we just want to show the mummies.
Yeah,
like,
you see, when Anika comes to kukwambia ati, oh, I'm not ready, nini. Let me tell you, when a man tells you that you're ready for anything, that's a lie. Because men know what they want.
Yeah, that's a fucking lie, so, bro. Because I always feel, mimi, I
say that.
Ukiambia tu dem.
I'm not ready.
I feel like I'll hurt you. Yeah. I don't want to bring you down this road with me. Bro, I'm just trying to tell you, like, hey, ulikuwa tu side, man. Ama ukuwa side as in ilikuwa tu, unajua?
Yeah.
Siki tu serious. So, like, you just take it as it is. Kama umesonga. So, but muonanga, it's always super disrespectful because I feel like a nigga shouldn't do that to a shorty. You're
not supposed to. You're supposed to,
like, be there. Yeah, be there if you want the mummy. So if you don't want the mummy, why tag her along? Like, why bring her down? Like, umemchocha, dem ashaingia box yako. She's expecting something more. I love you. Just, you know.
Sometimes it's really not
you just
nice.
Heartbreak her like that.
It's not nice, but
so, like, I normally feel like, for a mummy to know if this nigga is actually invested in you, the four small things. Texting. This nigga always wakes up to text you and analanga wa mwisho akuandikia good night.
Sure.
Calling you.
Calling.
niggas don't love phone calls. But if a nigga constantly calls you, this nigga actually wants you. For sure. A nigga will always give you his time. Kama anakudai. Ama bro, upon medangani. Because me, I can give all my time to my mommy. Because I believe like she deserves it, you know? Because I want to be with her. Like, I can't get enough. I need more. I need more and more. Hey, lakini kama ni too, you know? Like, them too wako finesse. Like, it's just once. Like, how die? So, like, usi demazona dai ku invest anything, like, your guap or, like, also your time, you know?
Yeah. Also, like, you see, if she's this mommy you want, you'd like, invite her to, like, places. She'd meet like close friends.
Exactly. Like you aren't even afraid. Like pass. You show her off to your friends. Kama uonyeshi udem kwa mabe. Girls, if this nigga doesn't show you off to his friends, ha shaka.
Kuna shida
kubwa bana. Hey boys. Hey, kuna shida kubwa. If he doesn't show you off. Umekatu kwa blanketu, umefumiko kwa ndani, umetupo kwa kagunia. Kwa boksa, joo msee ya kena kuoga, natupangeo boksa, tupo kabati. Hey, boss. Because I'm telling you, like, niggas always love to show off their shoulders. Because he's proud of you, you know? He's proud of you. He's not afraid, like, to show his friends, like, hey, this is my mommy. This is the mommy I'm hitting on.
Also,
so like
if you want to like invest in the girl you want, you'd have to like invest also in her, like emotionally,
exactly.
Because babu kama utaki msichana, you won't try to reach to her emotional level.
Yeah, like you won't be able to, like you aren't even open with her, you dig?
Yeah.
Like, if this mommy is open, like, you don't even pay attention. That's why I'm telling you, like, attention really matters. Mm-hmm. You don't pay attention to the small things she tells you.
Yeah.
You dig? So, like, ude anafikiria tujo, eh, this nigga doesn't... You can't even have a genuine conversation with him if it's not sexual-based.
Yeah.
So, like, ako too active, kama tu, unaongea mambo tu za, you know?
But you see also, us
niggas, kuna
mama, you see, you can pretend to be nice for a period of time, then after, like,
exactly.
After so, a girl might not know if it's kama nakupenda, ama he's just there. So, the trick is usually this, if you guys are planning on finesse, usimpe.
Usimpe.
If he gets mad, that nigga don't love you.
And walks away. He didn't love you. Cause if a nigga loves you and wants you and you tease him nicely, he'll want more.
He'll want more.
And he won't even back up at a corner. He'll stop texting you or what. But he, of course he'll feel bad.
Yeah,
obviously.
But he'll respect you.
He'll respect your decision. And this all comes down to a nigga who wants you for you and a nigga who just wanted finesse.
Even this, like, niggas who want finesse, they're just some visually move funny. Like, sometimes you might know, like, you guys don't meet up like anywhere else. You just meet up maybe and
true.
Come to my place, come to this party, come to me, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he would take you on a...
Oh, he just wants to link up with you when you guys are getting lit.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Anything.
Like, I come to there and not like when...
Hezu kuambia like, hey, yo, can coffee, we just meet up and just take lunch. A walk? Yeah, let's just go for coffee. Which is too ndogo ndogo too. You dig? Like, if niggas don't show you that, I'm telling you, for sure. Maybe he's an introvert. That's okay. But these small things matter. Bro, ata boy akiwa introvert.
You'll make sure you do everything in your power to get her. Even if you're shy,
even if you're an introvert, you will still be super comfortable with her. You dig?
Even if
you might be an introvert to everyone else, but to this mommy, bro, I do know that. man, ini kujis uneza nyamba tambele yake buwana. You dig? So like you're super comfortable. Yeah. So if this guy isn't even like close to being comfortable around you, he doesn't open up easily, because some guys don't open up easily. We can't complain about that, but having this conversation really matters.
Yeah, it does.
Judema ana on a deeper level, and she feels like you can really get, you know,
but
intimate, like you're emotionally.
Girls usually
talk to
girls
me.
Usually, I won't advise girls to like to be the one to love the guy more. Because if you do that, that's the first mistake.
True.
That's the true. First true. Mistake. Because babu, this nigga will be like, ah.
We normally say you're easy to get.
Yeah.
No offense though. Like, we normally just say, hey, this man was just easy to get.
You know, lazmo.
Be like, nisumbue akili, nichanganyike nisumbue mama.
Nichanganyike
bang, nataka mambo mengi. Ah. Chaku nzingua bwana. Yeah. Don't give it to me easily. Disturb my head. Make me not get sleep. Like, I want to be thinking about you 24/7. Hey, this mom is giving me a headache. Like, nitafanya nini? You dig?
When am I going to see her?
These are the things like, when am I going to see this mom? You know, you get excited. You get super excited. Like, you want more and more and more. And if this nigga doesn't show you he wants more and more and more, hey. Shut up.
Hey,
kwenda huko, go solo. Hey,
also like,
hakuna kitu.
The mummies you want, you'll get like gifts. You know, it's not like chocolates, like gifts too, like very random, like
even a simple bracelet.
Yeah, very random. You know that those people in Nigeria call on a pesa, you do your paluna weza. Then if you don't have a paluna weza, but the thought usually counts a lot.
The thought actually counts.
So gifts.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it has to be there.
And what's your take on like being able to go on dates? Don't you feel it's actually important?
Dates are dates.
Because you're showing her like...
Dates are very important. Mm-hmm. The first 3 dates are very, very important.
Very important.
If a nigga doesn't dress up on those dates, kuna kitu wa...
Atia...
Because you want to look at your best, you know. Everything.
You want to impress her.
But the first 3 days,
alafu even
come to my
even achana na hiyo, if he's not a gentleman, like this nigga, as in the first date ashaanza matabia sijui zinakaaje, you know, like there are some things you just don't do, like on the first date, like you just don't go head on,
una panic bana, unatulia bana, kunanga pressure.
You talk slowly until she makes the move first. Because I feel like until I see her making
effort,
the first move, I'll feel she's actually comfortable with me being able to dive. You dig? So like, boy, akianza tu ku push on sana manze ati na.
You'll come out.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Man.
And it will be new fun, and then bubo jinga. This nigga is funny. Hey, but me, I normally feel like mummies shouldn't, like, you know, like have high expectations for like niggas who are literally trash. Because I feel like there are trash people out here, man.
You're not supposed to have high expectations on anyone.
On anyone, true. Because the worst thing is to lead a mummy on for months, bro. Kwanza, the worst thing ni kama she accepted you to finesse her. Then you lead her on for months. Then it comes to a point you just tell her, yo, I can't do this no more. You did. That's so fucking trash, man.
Because
you have to be able to consider her feelings and just understand she's also human like you.
Because, you know,
and more so, she's female.
Yeah, you
like,
know,
they have, like, you know.
Like, you know, us. Yeah. Normally, either like you or we don't. Just that simple.
It's that simple. It's either unapendwa ama hupendi.
For mami, she might not like you at first, but how you love her.
She can fall in love with your personality.
How you love her might
100%.
Be like, hey, this nigga is a good guy. So later in,
yeah, mademu, unajua maboy usemanga sura muhimu, but also girls say sura muhimu, but if a nigga makes you laugh, if a nigga
like
does the most for you,
you have to be fine.
You'll enjoy his company so much more than the company of this hot stud when ana ku DM unaanza hapa kumwaga maji siji na kaaje eh unaanza hapa ku blush hapa bana
mkikutana mkiki
personality really matters
utana hata muongee kitu ya maana
amuongee kitu ya maana bana eh hapana mimi unangatiwa kwa gofala to be honest mimi unatwi kwa gofala because I feel like I'm graffiti. Like, I don't feel like they deserve it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's harsh treatment, you dig?
Yeah, but you're
like, she'll just be there.
You're supposed to be straight up with her, surely. Like, one bit of me, I'm here for this. At least, even if she would reject, at least to Limongia, so she knew. Siati.
You were straightforward.
Siati, after months,
she knew. She
took your aim. Come and niggas move like this. But just say.
And not all niggas move the same way. So they have to understand, like, not all niggas move the same.
Yeah.
You can find a trash ass nigga.
Yeah.
Then afterwards you can find a really good nigga. So
yeah, you just have to.
You shouldn't also, like, you know, bound yourself after, like,
also
a heartbreak from this guy.
You know, some situations
really
expose someone, how someone feels about you. Like a bad situation. You get.
Yeah.
Let's say, try to look for a good example. Like, let's say, like, you're in a bad place, then you call this guy, Nini. You know, come on, a kupenda, ama if he likes you,
he'll actually do the most to actually get you out of the situation.
The benefits that
are good. Get. Manze, niko chini saijo.
Some real life situations usually expose how someone feels about you. Simple.
True.
Simple.
100%, bro. Because I feel like, kama ni msena kupenda, like, he'll go out of his way.
He has to.
Just to make sure you're safe, just to make sure you're okay. You know, a guy who normally checks up on you just shows you your worth.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know your worth. Just don't go, like, falling into loopholes and crying after. And you knew this guy wasn't serious about you. And even if you didn't know he was serious about you, like, he wasn't doing the small things to make you feel good about yourself, to make you smile, to make your heart skip a beat the way they normally say, you know, like the small things. So I just want you guys to know, like, there's some things niggas will always do for mummies they love, and there's some things niggas will do for mummies they just want to be nice.
For sure.
And they won't do for you, you know. So you have to know your place when you have that one nigga you want. Hey, you're talking to this nigga like you're in the talking stage. And,
Jieshimu, you know, bitch.
You're hoping for... Jieshimu, bitch? Sir. not calling any of your bitch. Yeah, I love you all. So like, I just hope you've taken out like something important from this episode. Like, I just want you to know, like, the difference between a nigga who is infatuated and a nigga who loves you. A nigga who loves you will always show you your worth, and he'll always give you time and attention.
And he won't be all talk. You see the action.
And he won't be all talk. Actions.
You see it. After he won't even talk, you just see the action.
Real niggas move heavy.
Yeah, you just see the action.
You move heavy, man. Just the action. Yeah. You just don't talk and don't, like, you know, don't show her, like, hey, you mean this. Do the thing. Watch out for my jokes, Zako Buana. Alright, guys, thank you so much for actually tuning in. I really enjoyed this. How about thank you so much, bro.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. We'll catch you guys next week with another topic. Feel free to DM me about anything about this episode and anything you just wanted to add on, like any comments. So, yeah, peace. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah.